Hello, thank you
Yeah,
for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
my
Hi,
name is
how do
Octavia Staples.
I have transfer on the phone. Let me transfer her to you. It's Artavia Staples.
Artavia. Okay, thank you for the transfer. I appreciate it. I'll take it from here.
Yep, have a nice day, both of you.
Hi, Artavia.
Bye.
Is that how you pronounce your name? Is it Artavia?
Yes.
Okay, well, my name is Brandon Sharp. I'll be your intake specialist today towards the Depo Provera lawsuit. Now, this is a recorded line. Are you interested in setting up a claim today?
Yes.
Okay, and just to make sure, have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this in the past?
No, ma'am.
Okay, got
No,
it.
sir, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh,
Now,
yeah, I'm
have you
behind.
ever signed any documents against Depo Provera with any other law firm?
Okay. Excuse
Okay.
me.
Now, were you taking Depo Provera yourself, or was it someone around you?
I was taken.
Okay, so you would be
Sorry.
filing this claim for yourself. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Got it. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or the top of your spine?
My brain.
Okay. And when was your diagnosis?
In September of last year.
Of 2023. Okay. Got it. Do you happen to know the day?
No.
It's
It
okay.
was like a week before. I think it was like a week before my birthday, so like mid-September.
Mid-September. Okay, got it. And what's your date of birth?
9/23/89. I'm a baby.
Okay, 9/23, September 23rd, 1989. And it was around the middle of
Yeah.
September, so maybe a week before your birthday. Okay, now, do you
I'm
know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
not personally, to be
Okay,
honest.
got it. And on to questions about the injectable itself. Can you confirm that it was the contraceptive Depo Provera and it was
Yeah,
taken
it was
by
a birth
injection?
control shot.
Okay. And was it the regular one or did you take a sub variety or generic variety?
It was the regular one.
Got it. And did you take it for 1 year minimum?
Yes,
Okay.
I'm on for a few years.
For a few years, I see. And in one of those few years, can you confirm you had at least four injections before you were diagnosed?
Yes, every 3 months.
Every 3 months. Okay, got it. And what year do you think was the first time you ever took it?
2019, after my first daughter.
After your first daughter. Okay, 2019. And when was the last time that you ever took it?
I took it in 2023
The
and they
last time.
diagnosed me.
Okay, around your diagnosis. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you stopped because they said that it was Depo that caused your meningioma, or did you stop because of side effects?
So I didn't know what kind of thing were side effects. I thought I was just like,
Right.
having
Right.
issues. I had a seizure.
Oh, really?
And so yeah, so when I went to the hospital,
I see.
then they told me that.
Did you go to urgent care or did you go straight to the emergency room?
The emergency room. I went to the hospital.
I see. Okay. I see. That's a lot to go through. Okay. Well, on questions about yourself, this is for HIPAA compliance purposes only, but can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a woman. I was
Okay.
born a woman.
Got it. Thank you for that. And what is your current marital status?
I'm married.
Okay. Married at the moment. And for your first name, is that spelled Artavia?
Yes.
Okay, Artavia. And your last name, Stapes, is that Stapes?
Staples.
Did you say Staples?
My last name is Staples.
Okay, can you spell it for me?
Staples.
LES, got it. Okay, Staples. And do you have a middle name?
Margie, Margie.
Margie
I E.
IE. Okay, got it.
Margie.
Got it. Okay. And now, what's your spouse's first name?
Derek, Derrick.
Okay. And Staples, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And what is your social?
380-082743.
380-082743. Yes. Okay. So for your primary contact information, the email I have that works best for you, is it artaviastaples@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your primary phone number?
276-967-9859.
Got it. Is this your mobile?
Yes.
Okay. And how would you prefer to be contacted, through phone calls, texts, or emails?
Either is fine.
Either is fine. Got it. And do you work in the mornings, afternoons?
I work mornings.
Mornings. So afternoon's a good time to contact you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. What's your current address?
14300 Strathmore, Strathmoor.
Okay. And is that Lane Drive Street?
Street.
You said street?
Yes.
Okay. So you are in Michigan. Is that an apartment or a house?
It's a house.
Okay. Is your zip code 48227?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. So going back to Depo, was it administered by a doctor or medical staff, or did you inject it yourself?
It was by a doctor.
By a doctor. Okay. Got it. And you would take it once every 3 months for the period of between those years that you gave me here. So it looks like about 4 years that you took it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to do some math on that. Okay. So it looks like it's about 16 times that you were injected by the product before you stopped. And do you remember what the name of the doctor was that was administering the Depo?
Dr. Redman.
Dr.
Mark
Redman.
Redman.
Mark Redman. Yeah. Okay. And what hospital was it administered at?
He was an OBGYN.
Oh, he was your OBGYN. Got it. Where was the clinic?
In Detroit.
Okay. Do you remember what it was called?
No, I'm sorry. It was my head. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I kind of
forget things sometimes. I'm sorry.
No problem at all. I'll move on from that question. Now, when you did get diagnosed with the meningioma, did you find out from a CT scan or an MRI?
Yeah, when I had a seizure, they took me to the hospital, and they gave me a CAT scan and an MRI.
Oh, so they gave you both. Okay. Yeah. And the diagnosing doctor, what was his name?
He was Dr. Fellows, Dr. Fellows, John Fellows.
Dr. John Fellows, okay. Dr. John Fellows. And do you remember what hospital you went to when you went to the emergency room?
Henry Ford. I don't know the address, but I know it's the one in Detroit, like, on the boulevard.
On West Grand Boulevard?
Yes.
I see which one. Yeah, it's one of the bigger hospitals there. Okay, give me 1 second here. Okay, and that was the ER doctor that saw you at first, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is a random question, but have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, I'm glad you haven't. And what type of treatment did you go through after you were diagnosed?
I had to get radiation.
Okay, so they put you through cycles of radiation. And how did that go? Did it actually end up shrinking, or are they still monitoring you?
Yeah. I'm still being monitored, but it actually ended up shrinking, but it made me really, like, sick and really weak.
Yeah, I can't even imagine after all that radiation. You lost hair as well.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. At the moment, are you still going through any type of radiation?
No, not right now.
Okay.
I'm kind of tired at this point.
Oh, I see. Are you still dealing with side effects from the meningioma? Like, do you still have headaches now?
My head hurts so bad today, I can't even see.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're almost done here. I'll get you off the phone in just a second. The treating doctor that saw you, was that your primary?
No, he was just in the when I went to the hospital.
For the radiation. Okay. Do you remember what
Yeah.
his name was?
I have to look like through my charts and stuff.
It's okay. I'd assume that Dr. John Fellows would have that information as well, so I'm just going to put
Yeah.
his name down here. And I'm assuming that you stayed at Henry Ford Hospital, correct?
Yeah, for like 2 weeks.
Okay.
They had me on morphine. My skin was all dry. It had a whole bunch of like ugly bumps on it and stuff. It was
On
terrible.
morphine as well, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And you stayed at the hospital for a while, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay. At the moment, are you taking painkillers or anything for the pain?
Not right now. They had me on morphine, but I don't like the way that it
The side
goes
effects,
in my
right?
body. Yeah. And
Yeah.
then I kind of nod off and stuff. I don't like it. It makes me feel like a drug addict.
As of recent, have you gone to the hospital regarding the pain that you're going through, like how you're feeling now?
No, I just go to sleep.
Okay, got it. Okay, so now when it comes to your medical records, did you hold on to those or are they all at the hospital?
Yeah, at the hospital.
Okay, but you'd be able to request them, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And my last question is if you have an emergency contact you'd like to put down, so someone you trust with your case.
No.
Okay, give me one second. I'll mark that off. I'll just go ahead and put your email down then. So if we do have to contact you aside from your phone, we'll just send you an email, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bear with me here. That was the last question I had for
Thank you.
Okay, looks like I have everything marked off here. I'm going to go ahead and send some documents over to your email as well as your text messages here, okay? So you should receive them in just a second.
Okay.
Okay, they should be sent over now. Let me know if you receive them. What these are the retainers for the attorney, and they require a signature as well as initials. And after you do that, the attorney should give you a call, most likely after this weekend.
Okay, yeah, I just got it.
Okay, yeah, it should say my full name, which is Brandon Sharp. After you open the link, it'll say continue. You can add your signatures, then finish, and you're all set.
Okay.
Let me know if you have any problems there.
Loading. Start. Hey.
Okay, let me take a look here. And yes, you are all set from there. Let me double check these signatures, make sure everything looks correct. Yes, and that's how you normally put down your signature, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so you're all set from here. I'm going to send you a text from my personal desk line. So if you have any questions or if you need any help throughout the process, feel free to give me a call or text. And my name is Brandon Sharp once again, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate your time. I hope you have a good rest of your night.
You do the same. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.